It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I do feel, I mentioned early in the show, I Was Right Radio might be coming up later in the show. It might be right now. It might be right now. I tested.
Where Nick was right?
Isn't that a segment already?
We'll rip that off. Too.
Yeah. What have you learned? What have I learned?
Well, why are you smarter?
I have a theory on why
about
I'm smarter.
What?
Mitch, please.
Dude, let me talk.
About what?
About the Browns.
You know, we at the Fan have to focus. The Fan focus. I don't know. That was a bridge
at
too far.
At work.
Just do drops after drop.
We're like, I can't remember. I don't think I can say it. The Parks and Recreation, the local community, like the ripoff Morning Zoo show. I can't remember what it's called. So this is a great bit. Really doing a great job here. But now back to reality. Two nights ago, I said Matt Boyd. Yeah, boy. Having a good start would settle a lot of Guardians fans down and start to cure the ills. And then I threw out the stat line that I think building off the Matt Boyd, again, what is it, 5 1/3 inning, one earned, 6 Ks, that Alex Cobb could maybe throw out there last night. And I felt like if he got close to it, it was going to maybe have Guardians fans flipping the switch. Well, I had said 6 innings, you know, 3 earned or less, but 1 earned would be perfect. And the Guardians get a win. Well, Alex Cobb went 5 2/3 last night, gave up 1 earned, 5 base runners, so below a 1 whip for the night, and it happened. I think I saw because we've just hammered rotation. It took 2 starts for fans who have been on the fence. I think most of us have been, no, it's a really good team. Nowadays, we got to figure out the pieces. How do you make this work in the postseason? But I think some of the I'm on the fence to the Guardian stuff, I think some of that's been overplayed. I think most people, guys, there were 30,000 people, allegedly. I don't know, I heard that on the morning show, and I realized that Lima might have said it, and so now I have to run it through the BS meter. There were 30,000 people on a Wednesday night in the ballpark. I know the Cubs are in town. That's a big market team. There's history there. There's 30,000 people on a Wednesday night at a Guardians game. So I do think most people are on board with this team. But I think last night and the last 2 nights with the rotation have given people reason to be a little bit more confident that the worst baseball the Guardians have played is behind them.
I certainly hope so, man. They played very well the last 3 nights.
Yeah.
So we had 7 in a row now? How many in a row?
It's not 7 in a row.
No. How many in a row?
5 in a row.
5 in a row.
Yeah. Because you won the last 2 games of the Minnesota series.
Say 7. Yeah.
It's not, I would wish it was 7.
It could be 7.
It could be 7. You're going against Savali on Friday night. He's not been great in either Tampa or Milwaukee this year. But no, I mean, I think I said flip the switch yesterday, which might just be stealing jargon from the morning show, more stealing bits. But I think, yeah, I mean, I think it's okay right now. If I don't even know if it's newfound rotational confidence, but I think it shows you a glimmer of what the Guardians have been driving at. And I don't think it's going to take a lot more of that kind of performance. And guys, right now, 5 1/3, 5 2/3 with one earned. I don't know if you're watching much baseball. That's about as good as it gets, whether you throw 99 miles an hour or whether you throw 94 like Matt Boyd.
Boyd. We got to get that in the stadium.
We do.
But they did it once.
Yeah, they did. Well, they did a year.
We need it more.
We do, because everything should be about us. And I think we, you know, like
about
that's how we beat the cabal, right? We're in it's the Cold War of against the cabal. Ken, Lima, they lead the cabal. There's other members. You can figure out who it is.
It's a cabal.
It is. They're caballing, and that's fine. But we're a threat
just
to the cabal.
Caballing.
And I think the yeah, boyd, or Santa's got a brand new bag. I think these are the ways. I think this is how we bring down the cabal.
Let's take them down.
Just one silly expression at a time. Now, I'll ask you.
Ask me.
I know it's only two stars, but I think for some people, I'll say it myself, I think it feels like the rotation is finally coming around. Does that give you newfound confidence in the Cardinals?
When you're holding these teams to just a couple of runs, I like that we have Cobb in the mix now.
You know what's wild about it?
What's wild?
They're still not playing their best baseball, but they're playing good enough to win. The funny thing is the streakiness here, and it's not since the All-Star break. They've had a couple streaky moments. I think that's just tied to the thin margin that is in baseball this year. I think there's a lot of really good teams, and there's a lot of different interesting matchups. But I think Cobb and Boyd have a chance to do something here. And Stephen Vogt, last night, after the win there with Alex Cobb on the bump, gave his thoughts on the additions of Cobb and Boyd.
They're professional pitchers, right? They're pros. They've been doing this for a long time. They know how to pitch. They know how to navigate lineups. Both of them have just come out throwing strikes, and that's what we love. And the efficient, quick innings are huge. And I think what it does is it gives a boost to our guys. You know, we've had a number of guys make excellent starts for us over the course of the year, but to add those two at this time of year is a nice boost for us just with their pedigree.
Like, I don't want to take a victory lap because it is one start from Matt Boyd, and it's two starts from Cobb. One of which have been good. But at least in practicality, is that not what the Guardians were hoping for? Yeah, in immensely small sample size, but is this not the whole point of their approach at the deadline? Hey, we can't afford a Yasai Kikuchi. We can't afford a Blake Snell. We can't afford a Garrett Crochet. So we're going to take two. I don't think they're both lottery tickets, but we're going to take two chances, hope one of them works out and hope one of our other guys works out, and that gets you to five starters. So three starts in, there's proof to say that, and the Guardians took a shellacking. Like, I said it's great if it works out, but I don't know it's guaranteed to work out. But there were people who said, this is why the organization will never win. This is rained heaven and hell down on everybody. Well, two starts in, guys, like, that's what it's supposed to look like. They don't have to be, when you're a good all-around team, you don't need Cobb or Boyd to be anything other than good. And that's what they were last night. They were not exceptional. Yeah. I love the word pitchability because you can see it with veterans. Like, both those guys are in baseball and have reached their level. In the case of Boyd, he was a fringe prospect who's massively overshot what people thought he would be in the bigs. It's because they're pitchable. They know how to work a count. They know how to get guys out. And I think you start then putting that to, well, how much pressure does that take off Lively, Gavin, and Tanner Bibee? And I think all of a sudden, now the rotation can just work itself out. You need to figure out who those five guys are, but if everybody stays healthy, yeah, this is it. This is that plan coming together. This is when you and I talked about, hey, two of the five guys that aren't in the rotation right now need to find themselves one and a half times through the rotation with these guys. I think we're pretty damn close.
I'm trying to think. So when's the season officially end?
End of September, early October.
So how many more starts are these guys going to get, you think?
I'd probably say six, maybe seven.
Plenty, right?
Yeah.
Solid sample size.
Actually, there's about 40 games left. So that's if you pitch every five games, that's eight starts. And it's so funny because I think the thought is, well, but you don't have an ace right now. Okay. You do. Your ace is the bullpen. You've got five starters right now who might be able to give you 3 to 6 innings on any given night.
Like, if we're in a one-run game late in the game, I feel very confident that, yeah, up a run, that we're going to win the game.
I even think down a run. I think it goes back to what we were talking about with the Browns offense. You need to be able to start somewhere positive. So if you have a strong offensive line, mm-hmm. Well, that's, you know, that's that's filling the dam. That's something that you can push up against and say, this thing is the thing we can build around early in the season while we wait for other things to happen. I think it's almost deconstructionist that the Guardians started with a great offense and a great, an elite bullpen. And then over time, those things got out of whack because the rotation, they just kept having to piecemeal and make up for the rotation. If you don't have to make up for the rotation, the bullpen can settle into roles a little bit more identifiably. And you are four deep in high leverage guys right now. Sandlin is high leverage. Heron is high leverage. Cade Smith is high leverage. And Class A is high leverage. That's four innings. And because of the breakup and how games go in the postseason, guys, that's half a damn game. If you just need your starters to get you the fifth inning.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Oh, and by the way, if you figure this out in August, you can start, since you're no longer misfiring, okay, well now good offense leads to good rotation, and good rotation means you're not, you know, blowing out the bullpen, so now all of a sudden the bullpen can give you high leverage moments and get back to being elite. That's the goal has always been, with 3 weeks to go, let's be hitting on all cylinders. Let's play the best baseball late in the season. And I think we're kind of tracking that way. There's a lot of stuff that they don't control, namely the schedule. We can get to that. But I don't know how you don't look at the rotation the last two nights. And again, I think people are. I don't think that the holdouts who've said, it's just 70 wins, or, well, yeah, but you're only four games above the Twins. I think it's all been this, we're afraid to get burnt again, or we're afraid we're going to get embarrassed. I think this last week has shown you that, like, they're good. They're going to hang. And I don't think there's ever been any more reason to believe that that formula can kick into play here over the next couple of weeks, and by with three series to go, four series to go, five series to go, you can play your best baseball.
I'm excited for the final, whatever, 6 weeks of the season, Nick. I like the way that they're playing right now. And I like the attitude of the players, and also, like, the crowds, as I mentioned yesterday, have been phenomenal.
I think it's all coming together. And I was thinking about this because we're talking about, I do think the rotation looking like it's turning the corner, even though it's a small sample size, makes it feel like you can start to maybe take your excitement up a level. Maybe your fan hubris. Maybe that's a better way to put it. At the same point, I was thinking about this. Do you think they'll actually win a World Series this year?
Well, I don't know.
So it's, I don't mean to be because this is not a negative conversation. But I realized that for so long, I've been open to the hypothetical that they could win a World Series. That it's like, I've seen so many damn good teams not win a World Series that I don't even know what a World Series winning team looks like. Like, it should look like what we've seen.
I don't know that there is, like, a certain prototype for winning a title. I mean, is there? Yeah, you got to be really good. You got to have good pitching. You got to hit the ball. But, like,
it depends on the year. It depends on when you're
on who you're playing. The matchup matters. The pitching matchups obviously matter. You know, playing at home matters. I mean, just so many variables that could change every year that there's not going to be a Kansas City Chiefs.
Well, and we got into it about the idea of, and maybe this is the way we feel all the time, and we're just saying it specifically about the Guardians. It does feel like there's a wide variance. Like, I think if you said, would you be surprised if the Guardians got bounced out in the first round of the playoffs? Well, I mean, it's baseball, and it's really damn tough to win a series. Like, and your margin for error in those early series, if you don't get that first round bye, is nil. You can have two bad games and bye-bye, you know? At the same point, like, you could, right now, you could make a definitive strong-armed approach, conversation. This is an argument. They're going to lose in the first round. And you might be able to sway me that that makes a lot of sense, that that's the most likely thing to happen. At the same point, you say the same thing about winning a World Series. Like, you can make that case. Hey, I think they've beaten the best teams in baseball all season long.
Mm-hmm.
They've gone through their rough patch. Every team goes through it. They seem to be coming out the other side. They've won 72 games without a consistent rotation. The rotation seems to be rounding into form. That's going to make the bullpen less hittable, right? You're not going to overexpose the bullpen, and it's probably going to take pressure off the offense. And, oh, by the way, you can make a case that other teams have a better offense. You can make a case that other teams have a better rotation. And you can make the case, I actually don't think you make a case anybody has a better bullpen, but when you string those three things together, that paints the picture of a team rounding into form that might be the most complete team. And I think that, but again, so that's a World Series team, right? Well, you just hit just enough, you get just enough out of your starting rotation, and six inning on, you turn it over to an elite rotation, or elite bullpen.
Yep.
216-474-0092. So this is not a negative question. It is more of a pragmatic question. I've seen 95, 97, 2000, 2001. I've seen truly great Cleveland baseball teams. 2007 was a World Series winning caliber team. 2016, it was there. They just had to win one more damn game at some point in the final three games of the season. Does it feel like do you actually give the Guardians a healthy chance? Like, are you thinking it's actually a possibility?
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.